Igor Zavalov, Washington Bureau Chief of Novosti, the Russian News and Information Agency, says President Putin's announcement last week that he would remain influential in his country after the end of his second term in 2008 came as no surprise to Russians.
The question is in what form he will be influential. Some people argued he would become a prime minister. Some people argued he would be a president of a new union of Belarus and Russia. Some people suggested he might become leader of United Russia political party. Some people thought he would become chairman of Gazprom. More and more people in Russia right now discuss the possibility of President Putin becoming head of the Constitutional Court.
Whatever his political future holds, President Putin is quite popular in Russia, with a 77% approval rating. But the West is critical of Mr. Putin in a number of areas. His recent restrictions on non-governmental organizations, his rollback of press freedom, and the questionable circumstances under which a highly respected investigative journalist critical of the Kremlin died. However, Russians view these matters differently, as Igor Zavalov explains.
This is a great tragedy, the killing of Anna Politkovskaya. It remains to be seen what will be the result of the investigation. From my personal perspective, the government was not interested at all in the killing of Anna Politkovskaya because such a political contract killing, of course, draw a lot of attention to the state of human rights in Russia. At this moment, some Russians attribute greater value to stability, economic prosperity than to democracy.
Although relations between Washington and the Kremlin were warm during President Bush's first term, Igor Zavalov says, they have cooled lately, partly because of differences over dealing with Tehran's nuclear ambitions and Russia's role as a major energy supplier to Iran.
Energy and oil and gas exports play a very important role to Russian foreign policy, but we cannot attribute everything, including some cooling down in Russian-American relations, to this factor only. I would say the United States and Russia may have some differences how markets should work in this area. The United States, as many Western European countries, prefer free markets and free trade in oil and gas, while Russia and China prefer long-term interstate agreements.
But Matthias Rube, Washington Bureau Chief of the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung, says Germany does not fear Russia's power as an energy supplier to Europe.
Don't forget that former Chancellor Gerhard Schröder sits on the board of the company that is supposed to build a pipeline through the Baltic Sea, connecting Russia to Western Europe. Former Chancellor Schröder, who just published his autobiography, stated that it's a good thing for Europe and especially for Germany to have Russia as a new superpower, as a counterweight to the U.S. Instead of being concerned how Russia is behaving and President Putin is treating independent media and human rights organizations in Russia, Schröder is even for more powerful role that Russia should play in Europe than it's doing already.
But Igor Zavalov notes there are some major areas of contention with the West, especially Moscow's troubled relations with Georgia over the disputed regions of Abkhazia and South Ossetia.
Relations between Russia and Georgia are now probably at their lowest point. Russia and Georgia view the situation in Abkhazia and South Ossetia very differently, and that is probably the most important issue.
Georgian journalist Zakhary Kikhnadze says that Russia is supporting these two separatist regions, which Russia denies. But the United States leans toward the government in Tbilisi.
America always recognized them as an integral part of Georgia. Russia always will be against independent Georgia, especially when Georgia choose Western direction. Georgians see us as like full allies, like America thinks about NATO allies or Israel. It's a tiny country of 4 million, but we have fourth largest military presence in Iraq in coalition forces.
Despite their policy differences, Igor Zavalov says, there are still many areas where Russia and the United States can and should cooperate, including counterterrorism and preventing the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction. For International Press Club, I'm Judith.